Amen. Look at that. I wish I could show you a picture of my dad. I don't have him on the... Well, thank you, Adam. He's the man. I don't know if you can see this. If I didn't have to preach from this, I would just hand it out. Can you see that? That's Chuck Fair, yeah. Look at that, almost like you see that. Just pretty ripped. Pretty jacked up there. There's Jeff, Charlie. I'm right there. Right inside there. That's me. And if I didn't have to preach, man, I'd pass it around. You guys would just... It's almost too much brilliance for one picture. Dad, did you dye your hair black then, or was it just that dark? Hey, whatever you... I'll dye my hair to be that black. That was awesome. Black is back, yak. Anyways, welcome to church this morning. How's your week been overall, collectively, by a round of applause? Hey, okay, that's good. It's good to hear. Man, it's good to see you guys. This morning, obviously, the Father's Day, and man, was it good. I almost wanted to just come up to the front before worship and be like, let's connect with the Father this morning, because the Father has good plans for His children, right? We preached a while back, 5 weeks back when we started the series, Our Father, when we went through the Lord's Prayer. The Father really is a good Father. He wants the best for your life. He's not the type of father that is, it's like the image of, no, you make your own decisions, child, my little three-year-old. You know, that hand is going to go up and then it's going to turn into a person when you want to walk across the street. You know that little light? You know that father isn't there watching that three-year-old. It's like, you decide when you want to walk. You know, that's not a good father. A father, you know, picks him up, takes that child across the street. That's what a good father does. A good father, when he gets in the car, doesn't let the child, like, no, no, I'm going to let you decide how. You, if you want to put on your seatbelt, put on your seatbelt. You know, a good father wants to protect and care for his kids. So let's, just one more time, can we just give it up? Let's just thank the fathers in the house. So many. We got one, my brother Jeff just had a baby. He's the freshest, I do believe. What is that, 7 days, 8 days? 13. Just 13 still. 13 is also a number. So, but today, this is the wrap-up sermon. So we have all the sermons from the last 6 weeks of Our Father that we went to, Who Art in Heaven, that we went, Hallowed Be Thy Name. And we learned that there is a progression of Our Father. But how many know Jesus starts to explain who the Father is? And to these boys, these Jewish boys that he was teaching this to, they would have had some background. 11 out of the 12 of them would have gone to the same type of school where they would have learned, if they're in the same place as Jesus, which it were, 11 out of the 12, they would have learned pretty much the whole Old Testament verbatim by the time they were 12. If they hadn't, they would become fishermen. They would become, if they couldn't follow a rabbi after they turned 13, they would turn to becoming a fisherman. And a lot of these guys were doing trades when Jesus found them. So, but they would have had a good understanding of who the Father is. So this morning, we've gone through the prayer, but I really want us to hit on how we can remind ourselves who He is, and that we come back to one thing. We come back to the Word of God. We've been talking, and Jonathan is not... Oh, he is there. I was going to say, he's not here this morning. Jonathan and I are, this week, we're going to meet together as well, and we really want to put together a lot of just easy-to-find scripture of who God is. And when we come to pray to Him, when we come and say, Our Father, we have another way to view the Father. You know, He is the God of all peace. He is God, our provider. Amen? And how many have a desire? You're like, yes, I know You are my provider. But what? Where is that in the Bible? We just want to make an easy resource so you can read the Word. You can read when God revealed Himself a certain way, a God that is jealous for His people. You can read that story, and then you pray into your circumstances. You can go with that confidence, right? When God gives His name, you can put your life on it. When he reveals who he is, when he reveals who his character is, you can base your life on that. And what I fear a lot of days right now, or a lot of times right now, is a lot of people are very spiritual, they would say. You talk to your friends, you hear the language a lot. There's very spiritual. I'm interested. You see mediums on the road, you see this and that, talking about being spiritual. But everybody has that desire to know Heavenly Father. There's a lot of people searching, and it has to do a lot with what we've been talking about in schools for the last 20 years. You know that you've had evolution pretty much just completely jammed down your throat through the schooling system, and evolution clearly teaches that there's no evolution of the human spirit. That's one of their main things, that there is no God. And if there is a God, you know what? There's no spirit within us that can connect with him. So in these last years, we're starting to actually see, you know how oftentimes the pendulum starts to swing back, right? We see it all throughout history. It goes one way. Tough strictness, you know? Then we see the hippie movement where it's like free love. Then we see, no, like, oh, look at how our kids are turning out. You got to swing back, right? So right now, we're in the midst of a spiritual revolution. We're having like doctors, we're having university students, we're having people who've been taught their whole life that they don't have a spirit, they don't have something to connect with God, but they have a deep longing with them that all these books cannot satisfy. So right now, we're in that spiritual revolution. And often it feels like Athens keeps repeating, where this is Acts 17, if you have your Bibles. It says, Paul then stood up in the meeting and said, people of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. You're very spiritual. You have a sense of God. You have that long. And he says, for as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with inscription to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. He is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made all nations. Amen. That they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times and histories and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from anyone else. God has designed it this way, and he says, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach for him. For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of our own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone or an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, to return. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with his justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. I feel like that's the message in my heart right now. There's so many things that people are turning to. They're turning to this newest book. They're turning to this newest fad. But how many know when Jesus comes and teaches us how to pray, he's saying there is one Father. He says, when you come together, say, Our Father. And it's important that we come back to the simple teaching, because it's easy to get caught up in spiritualism. Now, we love the presence of God, right? But if the Word of God is not your foundation, you could be set up to fail.
Yeah.
Can I say that this morning?
Yeah.
Are you guys receiving this morning?
Yeah.
To the unknown God. How many know many of us can live similar? If we don't know the Word, do we know our God? We don't want to sing to an unknown God. As far back as history goes, regardless of people, culture, or time period, humans constantly conceive of a being that is greater than them, that can either hurt them or help them. All throughout history, as far back as we can go, we see writings, we see carvings of this holy other, something greater, something beyond. They looked at how the harmony of the world, how everything was held together. And even now, we notice this, how we stay on this earth by gravity. It's phenomenal. The harmony is just, it's almost too much to understand how the universe is constantly expanding, Earth's perfect rotation period, even how carbon monoxide levels are so finely tuned on our planet. Too much further, we'd all die. It's just, it's so fascinating. So this has been all throughout history. People have longed. They've been, have this reaching. And God, just before we read in Acts, God put that longing within the human hearts that perhaps they would reach. I know this isn't a time to talk. We're not doing an evolution debunk right this morning. But how many know when you walk into a city, people don't see, you know, a little Lego house. They're walking into a city, and we think of creation. This is like an 80-story building with electricity and heat and air and a furnace, and it's got a whole lot to it. This earth we live in is not just made by a child. We understand that there's a design. Man, how are you guys feeling this morning? I just feel good. We're talking about our Creator. The more we know of Him, the more complex. And the prophets and the kings of the Old Testament, in Psalm 19:1, they say their thoughts on the Creator. He said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork." In Psalm 139:13, we see, "For You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Our God would take the time to create the universe, but then at the same time, it's so fine. It's so minute. Is that a word? Minute? Come on, all you business and intelligent folk. It's so finite. I'm trying to find the word. But even in the mother's womb, He is, you know, you, those little quirks about your personality that you don't like, God is like, "No, I love you. I created you just like this. I can't wait to get inside your mind, to get inside your heart and start to unfold who you are." Because He's the Creator. He didn't create you by accident. So we read in Genesis 1 and 2, we read the entire universe was created out of one thing. Can we remember that one thing? The Word spoken by God. The Bible teaches us, Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." You see, all things were made because of a command, and creation responds to that even to this day. Whether it's created yet, we see miracles from a person that has a fully formed arm receive healing. You know what? We also see things that are not grow. We see things that are not, in the same way God said, "Let there be light." We've prayed. I know this sounds crazy. Have you guys ever seen this? It's on video. You can read reports on it. We see fingers grow back. Have you ever seen people have bolts in their back or bolts in their knees removed as they were healed and new actual bone put in their back? This is what God does. He is also able to talk to creation and adjust creation. But you know what? His Word is still true today, and things that are not can be when we speak His Word. And that's the exact same thing today. So God wants us to continue to live in relationship and declare what He has said to be true. Amen? In Jesus' name, and then we speak to a circumstance. So this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about who God is and how we can rely on His character. And we can see our lives changed. How many know as you begin to fall in love with God, you start with that "Our Father," and then you start going to that "Hallowed be Your name," but then you get that missional spirit. It starts to come as you're enveloped in worship. You start to pray from deep within. "Your kingdom come, Your will be done." How many want to see that here in Saskatoon? Yeah. Well, then let's get to know who our Father is and begin to worship Him so that that missional spirit might rise up within our hearts. Amen. This great theologian, Helmut Thielicke, he said, "History in many ways is a good play. When going to a play, one generally asks a certain question like, who wrote the play? Who is the hero? Who is the villain? What is the plot?" So after you answer these questions, we're able to make sense of the story. We're able to make sense. We find Jesus, or He finds us, we receive Him, and we forget that each day people are born into this world and they don't have a frame of reference for what the plot is. I feel a lot of people don't know who the victor is. A lot of people don't even know who their enemy is. And their hearts are reaching. They know that they were created. They know that they are people trying to make sense of this cosmic struggle. And apart from God's revelation spoken to our hearts, apart from God's revelation spoken to your hearts, we are left without meaning. That might be a little heavy. Okay. Apart from God revealing who He is to you, had I not heard of the Word of God, had I not heard that word, my life would not have the same meaning. All I want to do for the rest of my life is get to know this Creator. What else higher could there be? God, my Father, I want to know You. God, my Father, I start to worship You. This is where my heart is at this morning. So God is the author. He knows our hearts. He knows we are constantly trying. He knows this, and He will constantly reveal Himself to His creation. He will constantly, either by His name or by His attributes or by His character, ever since Adam fell, He did not stop. He said, as soon as you fell, He's like, no, I'm not going away. I want you to know Me. As creation, we understand that we both have dignity and depravity, right? We both have a longing for good and a longing for evil within us. We understand initially as a human race we are created sinless, but yet we fall into a pattern of sin. We have so much potential and so much need. So Adam falls in the garden and God says, I want to be known. I want to reveal Myself. He does not keep us blind to who He is. This is the best news, because have you heard the story of the elephant? It's called like the God Refuter, where three blind men walk up to an elephant. One feels the leg and thinks, oh, this is a tree, right? The next feels around and feels the nose or whatever, and says that the trunk. Thank you. You educated people. Feels the trunk and says, This is a snake. The next feels the tusks and feels this God or whatever this is a spear. So that's the argument of the story, that everyone in every religion has the same God. But how many know that God does not keep us blind? That's the good news. After the fall, shortly after the fall, Genesis 14, we see God start to reveal Himself. He says, I am the God of Abram, the Most High God. The exalted one, the strongest one, no other in comparison. He starts to reveal Himself. You know that when you pray, our Father who art in heaven, you can know that you are praying to the Most High God. Yes. God reveals Himself, Genesis 17, as El Shaddai, God Almighty. When you come to Him in prayer, He is the Almighty. He is able to sustain you. He's able to give you courage and strength to put might in your bones. You know that when you come to the Father, you are not going to some God. You are talking to the Most High God. You're talking to God Almighty. Genesis 16:6, we see a woman, Hagar, who's running away from people that are mistreating her. She's running away from pain. And you know what God does? God reveals himself to her, and he calls himself the God who sees. And he sends her back, and he gives her a promise that her child will live and that he would increase her descendants so much that they'd be too numerous to count. The God who sees, as we're praying, this God who is the Most High, he's the God who sees. He has a perfect knowledge of your life, all things, past, present, future. This is our Father. Isn't that comforting to know that he knows everything about us and still just comes running towards us? I love that picture of the prodigal son. The father knew what he did. The father knew he gave him the inheritance. He knew he went away. But as soon as that son turned back, guess what? That father is running towards him. Yeah. And you have to realize that this morning. The Most High God is the God who sees you. Yeah. He's the God, when you're turning away, you feel like you've gone wrong. He sees you. No matter what's in your life, and he is running towards you. This is good news. Genesis 22, he gives himself the name Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace. Did he grow up in the church? That's a good, like, almost 20-year-old song now, but the Lord will provide. So when we come to my Father who art in heaven, you can call him Father, my provider. Amen? You can talk to him about who he's revealed himself to be. You can say, the Lord who provides. You will make a way for me. As we come to him in prayer. Lord, you can and you will supply all my needs. This is your promise. And you can have confidence in his name. He reveals his name as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. Woo! Now we're going to get going. So, we're already going. But the one who heals, the name Jehovah Rapha, it speaks to us and our need today. But when we pray, when we speak his name, God, my healer, you're just saying, Father, healer, and you are saying who he is. He can't help but respond to it. Yeah. It's who he is. When you walk into a situation, you know what? He says, he's the one, we haven't got to that verse yet, but God will never leave you nor forsake you, right? We know that his Holy Spirit is within us. So when you go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we go in the name of the Father, you say, you are healing. You can just start to declare healing in that moment. That's who he is. Yeah. He will not deny himself. And if you are still needing healing, still believe. I love Smith Wigglesworth. One of his main messages was, only believe. Because you know what? The devil, the main thing he wants to do is lead you into temptation, lead you into lies about who he is, about his character. But all God wants to do is he's saying that same thing. Oh, if you would just believe, only believe, you would see things turn around. Circumstances will change. Psalm 23, if you have your Bibles this morning. Verse 1. You guys flipping in your Bibles. I know you guys have iPhones. Everyone's got a Bible in here. It's called the internet. Everyone's got the internet on their phones. Right on. Psalm 23:1. Do we got it up there? The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, or through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. It's okay, it's not up there, but you've heard it before. Amen. I love it. The Lord is my shepherd. I love this progression. It starts out with the Lord. Then it moves on to he. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. But it ends up going to this one place. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I'll feel no evil. And it goes to that next place, for you are with me. Don't you love that progression? From the Lord, then it moves a little bit to he. And then, oh man, when I go through these times, guess what? I know that you are with me. He is our shepherd. He guides us by still waters. He refreshes our soul. This is our God who we pray to. this is not just a simple thing that we go, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We almost would like race through that. Whoever can get through it fast in grade 5. Remember that? All right, time to say our Lord's Prayer. And then everybody would do it slow. But then just everyone was like, got the one kid. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." That little guy was probably me. But it wasn't to be like that. It's supposed to be, "Come to our Father, how I revealed myself as your shepherd. The good shepherd, he is our hiding place. He is the lifter of our heads, our safe refuge. Yes. He is always at our right hand. Yes. He is the strength of our hearts. Jesus reveals himself as the resurrection and the life. Amen. He is our source. He is the bread of life. He is the mighty one. He is the true vine from which all life flows." Matthew 11:28, you remember what he says. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He is the lifter of your head. John 7:37, he said, "In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." You come to him, he is the source of all life. Man, I wish I didn't have notes. Man, I just want to throw this and just start going. Feels heavy. It's okay. I got too many verses. Isaiah 53:6. Let's read this together. "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." But 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "But God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God."
Amen.
So he took it willingly.
Yeah.
He willingly stood in line waiting to take the place for our punishment.
Yeah.
That is our God.
Yeah.
Wow. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And by his stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
This is who we pray to.
Yes.
He stood in our place that the curse of sin would no longer hold us. And he not only took our sin, he rose from death to life, and he conquered death.
Wow.
He rose up again, and he said, "Come up with me. I'm taking you to another level." Oh, man, is he good. He walked the streets of Jerusalem. Thomas, a doubter, was able to come up to him, put his hand in his side. He said, "I'm alive, boys, and I'm not leaving you as orphans. I will send you the Comforter." Amen. The Spirit comes and he gives courage to this little band of cowardly boys and girls, cowardly people, and they became known as these little Christs. Christians, right? So they stopped fearing death because they literally saw Jesus walk through. And Jesus says, "I conquered death." So they had no fear, these little ones. These little ones who saw Jesus raised back to life, able to touch him. Isn't that fascinating? They had no fear, and they shaped the world we live in today. The Holy Spirit just gave them a download, gave them that comforter, and that Holy Spirit lives and abides with us forever. He's the one constantly revealing God. So the Holy Spirit is the constant companion for all of eternity. He gives us new attitudes like righteousness, joy, and peace. He gives us a new character like the fruit of the Spirit. He gives us a commission. He gives us the witness of the resurrection. He is that witness within us at all times. He never leaves us. And that's when you speak his word, guess what the Holy Spirit does? He backs it up with power. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He is the witness that Christ is resurrected. That's the power that we have within us. Isn't that good news this morning?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We got to speak his promises. We got to speak his attributes into situations. So like I said, again, we are developing a resource for you to have hope. For you to wonder about what God, I want to speak your word over the circumstance. We want to make something super simple for our church. I was talking to Drew, C3Saskatoon.com/prayer. It'd be something that we could pray even daily. Our Father who art in heaven. And you're going through something, you know what? We want to make it easy for you to speak his attributes. Speak how he revealed himself over your circumstance. Would that help? I want that too. a resource for you to speak and pray for you and your wife and your family, to pray into your present, your future. We want to speak Father, but he reveals himself as the Lord our victory, the Lord our banner, the one we lift high. So as we pray our Father, we get to pray, we get to lift his name high, and we say, God, you are above circumstances. You go before me. You go before my children. You are making a way for my family. You go before me in my business. You go before me as I go to my church, because we want to see the kingdom come in this church. Amen. We want to see it on the streets as well. A few more things before we go, as God reveals himself. He laughs over us. It says he rejoices over us with singing. This is who we pray to. He's given the image of a warrior, of a king, of a shield, of a strong tower. We want to make this resource available right away, because we don't want to just go through this series and have it not really connect with us. But could we stand this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you reveal who you are to us. Let's even just start to pray right now. God, we are so thankful that we do not walk alone, that you are the good Father that carries us. You are the good Father who said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I believe some people this morning need that rest. They've been striving, they've been looking for Christianity in a spiritualistic way rather than knowing the Father. So Father, we come to you this morning. We are children. And immediately, God, we want to sing to you, holy. God, your holiness. We love you, Jesus. God, continue to reveal who you are to our hearts, God. You said that out of our bellies would flow living water if we would come to you, God. We are desiring that living water. We are desiring new life, God. God, we long to meet with you daily. God, even now as we pray, would you download straight to our hearts? Reveal who you are to us, Jesus, by your Holy Spirit. Speak to our hearts. You said you were the Holy Spirit. You are the Spirit of truth. God, as we worship you, as we say, holy God, reveal yourself, the Spirit of truth, to our hearts this morning. Let's continue to pray. God, we want to pray your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we speak life over our leaders, over our pastors, over our personal life. Your kingdom come in our families. Your kingdom come in our workplace, Jesus. Your kingdom come in our city. Your kingdom come in our church. And God, we come to you. You are the daily bread. We ask, believing that we will receive this morning. So God, we come to you. We bring our tithes into the storehouse. And you will open the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing on us, God. You will provide the daily bread. And God, you are the God of our relationships. So forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. And even now, God, we let go of all bitterness. We let go of all anger, all evil speaking. And we are kind to others. We are tender-hearted, forgiving others just as you forgave us. Amen. Amen. So as we go this morning, oh man, I'm so excited. We're going to talk about the armor of God in this resource, because you know what? He wants you to stand. Resist the devil and he will flee, right? But we got to know how to stand. We got to know how to resist. Yeah. So this week, we're going to get it up to you right away. But man, I'm so excited for our church, because we are a church of prayer. Yeah. We are a church who needs God. Yeah. Apart from him, we are nothing. Amen? Amen? All right. So expect that coming soon. But amen. Have an amazing week. I love you guys all so much. And show some love to your fathers today. Amen. Yeah. God is good. Be encouraged.